Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field. Henrich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henrich. Here's the throw into the infield and Campbell is out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Averill moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Rolfe reaches second base with a double. Crosetti moves to third. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich strikes out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Rolfe scores. It's Indians, 2, Yankees, 2. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henrik. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Heath moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Glenn moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Crosetti scores. It's Indians, 4, Yankees, 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Henrik goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and has Gordon trapped. There's the throw to Larry, who tags Gordon for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolf for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henrick strikes out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Averill moves to third. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Selkirk moves to third. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Selkirk scores. Gordon scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 7-4, Yankees. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Henrich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Crosetti moves to third. It's 8-4, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henrich. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Henrich steals second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Crosetti scores. Henrich scores. It's 10-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Yankees. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Farrell. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. Hemsley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, Yankees. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-6, Yankees. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-7, Yankees. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kroner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Indians 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Indians 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Henrik hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Henrik reaches third base with a triple. Rolfe goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-7, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Glenn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for John Kroner. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 15-9, Yankees. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Bob Feller. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 9. The Yankees will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Ken Yungles now pitching. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Crosetti bunts towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Rolf moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 7 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 15, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-5 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.